Welcome to the Dell Golf Podcast.
My name is David Adele, and let's sit down at the workbench and talk about how we can play our best golf. Hello, y'all. This is David Adele. Welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that's kind of that I find to be one of the most important aspects of putting. And to have an understanding of this really gives each and every individual the potential to be their best putter. And it revolves around your personal body type and how that scenario of your arm length differentials, your span to height, your fold patterns, which I will talk about, influence your putting stroke. And it's very, very important for every individual to understand this because there are so many do's and there's so many don'ts to the process. And, you know, when you look at all the great putters in the history of the game, the reason where they were great is because they had a perception system and then they had a physical process of how they putted the putter, and everything was in alignment. Everything was working. And they were able to develop confidence around their own procedures. And you can't look at any one player that's ever been a great putter and say that they all look the same. They were all doing the same thing. I mean, Arnold Palmer won, you know, so many tournaments, and he looked a certain way. Gary Player looked a certain way. Billy Casper looked a certain way. Obviously, Nicholas looked very different. Tiger has a different look. And so, as we look at the attributes of these golfers, the one commonality is that they use their own body type. Though their bodies were extremely different in shape, form, size, height, everything, they all became very proficient, and we know about them because they did not fight their body type. They were not taught out of doing what was natural to them. And so this concept stems from, and in part incubated through my involvement with Mike Adams, and he's created a process previously known as BioSwing Dynamics that allowed the player to be screened to understand that there were physical variations that were inherent to each individual and different based from one person to another. So, you know, through Mike's screening process, these measurements have created a basis for us to categorize and understand how and what an individual needs. So the primary measurements when I measure somebody right now is I measure their arm length differential from the right knuckle to the elbow, and then from the elbow to the top of the humeral head. And everybody can do this. So if you all have a measuring tape at home, have somebody measure your right or your trail arm from the tip of your middle knuckle to the bottom of your elbow, and you'll get a number, you know, 15, 16 inches, halves or whatever. And then you measure from the bottom of your elbow to the top of the humeral head. And if you were to move your arm back and forth, kind of chicken wing a little bit, you're going to find there's a little notch and you're going to feel the top of your humerus, which is your upper arm. And you measure from that little notch down to the bottom of your elbow, and you're going to get a scenario of either the lower arm's longer or shorter, or everything's equal length. And so that differential produces what I term as a slot. And Mike does too. So there's a slot in which the club will work or your arms will work. If the lower arm is longer than the upper arm, you will be a shoulder slot player or variations thereof. So I've had people that have had the lower arm be 2.5 inches longer than their upper arm, which makes them very, very vertical. So if you imagine the golf club, and for this example, we'll talk about putting. If the shaft itself was a gun barrel, let's say, and if there was a bullet to come out of that or projectile to come out of that barrel, where would the exit wound be on the back? Okay. Maybe disconcerting analogy, but where would that line from the shaft point in relationship to the back? So if we looked at the back in three regions, right, we'd have the upper back, right, the thoracic area. We'd have the middle back, right? And then we'd have down lower in the lumbar region. Okay. So nobody is going to always be just in one slot or the other in terms of every position being the same just based on an arm length differential. The longer your lower arm is to your upper arm, the more vertical this slot is going to work. The more neutral the arm length, the humerus to the lower forearm is, the more middle that slot will be. We'll call that a torso slot. And then when the upper arm is lower than the lower arm, we'll call that a hip slot. And that is just basically a regional location of where that club's axis is going to work most proficient. So if you look at Jack Nicklaus, who had a lower arm, was a lot longer than his upper arm, his slot was very vertical. He putted very vertical and his full swing was very vertical. Tiger, on the other hand, his lower arm is equal arm length to his upper arm, and so he swings right around the middle of his torso. An example is Sergio Garcia, whose upper arm is longer than his lower arm, has a much flatter plane, and he plays, whether it's an iron, driver, or putter, in a hip slot. So our slotting is very, very important. And I see one of the bigger conflicts I see in putting is people are in the wrong slot, meaning that their putter shaft plane is too flat to their slot. And so, or their arms are too close to their body or too far away from their body based on their slot. So if you think of the slot, a plane that your arms are going to move in, if you had the inner lane was the hip slot, the middle lane was the torso slot, and the outer lane is the shoulder slot. I see a lot of shoulder slot players that have the putter too close to them or the shaft plane too flat. And you always hear about people saying, well, my putter always floats outward. I take it back and it goes outward and then I cut across it. Well, that is an example of a player who is in, let's say, a hip slot with their putter, but should be a shoulder slot. Their arms, as they take the putter away, their arms naturally float out to that particular slot, which would be potentially a torso slot or a shoulder slot. So the putter goes outward. What do they do to offset that? They roll their hand under, which I'll talk about, and then they weight the putter down to try to hold that from going outward, kind of trying to have leverage pull that shaft plane down, but they're not solving the reason why that's going on, and that is the body seeking their slot. So when we do a fitting, we look at the slot that the player is working in. It's very, very important for the path. So I relate everything back to aim, path, and speed. We're talking about, you know, how the body's path is going to work the best, regardless of how the aim, regardless of the weighting of the putter right now. We're just talking about path in terms of the triad. Path will be affected by being in the wrong slot, moving to a different slot, and then having to come back to the ball to reconnect to it, and then the arms float back out to that slot naturally. So slotting is very, very important. So that is why shoulder slot players need a putter that is a lot more vertical and or shorter, which allows their slot to get, you know, steeper, so that they can actually work the putter within the natural realm of their own body's motion patterns. So imagine if I was in a golf posture and I held my hands closer to my body than they should be, and I let my arms relax, my arms would float outward. That would be me seeking a higher slot. I personally, my lower arm is equal to my upper arm, so I am a torso slot putter. But boy, I can really, really help a lot of players that are confused and conflicted that are shoulder slot players. And there's a lot of you out there. And there's varying degrees of shoulder slot. So the longer that lower arm is, the steeper that plane is, the less there is of that differential between the lower arm and the upper arm in terms of length, the lower arm being longer, that plane is going to start to flatten a little bit. Okay. So finding your slot is extremely important. And, stay in touch down the road. We're going to do videos on this and we're going to talk about this to help you out, how to understand that. So measure the knuckle to the elbow to the top of the humeral head. That'll tell you what slot you should be in and how much more upright your putter should be. A second screen that I do is I measure span. And again, all this comes from Mike Adams' screening process that I've adopted and employ in my putting practices. The second screen is measuring from tip to tip a person's span. So do the Da Vinci Eagle spread and measure from tip to tip. You're going to need somebody to help you with some of these screens. So the differential between your span to your height dictates your posture, how you're going to bend over and what your posture is going to look like. If your span is greater than your height, that means your arms are longer than your overall height, you're going to stand more vertical. And, you know, Mike's done tons of tests on this. Getting into a posture and touching the very top of your kneecap determines your perfect posture. So they've done all the screens with biomechanists and figured out that touching the top of your kneecaps puts your body in its natural prone position. And so a person whose arms are, their span is longer than their overall height, they're going to touch the top of their kneecaps. They're going to stand taller because their arms are longer to their span. So meaning that by standing taller, that's going to affect how you bend over, right? That's going to affect your putter lie angle. That's going to affect your putter length. It's also going to affect your slot. The taller you stand, your slot's going to get a little more vertical, and that's why you're probably going to need a putter that's going to be a little shorter. Someone who's bent, you know, bent over more might, you know, need a shorter putter also to find a better slot. This is not based on aim. This is just based on how we slot. Often somebody can stand a little taller. They might need to have a longer putter also. So it depends on the slot that you need to get in. So if you need a flatter putter, if you need to be more in a torso slot, then you might need a little bit longer putter to flatten your plane out slightly. Conversely, if you need to be an upper shoulder slot and you got a longer span to height, so you know your span dictates your posture, your arm length differential dictates your slot. So depending on these scenarios, you're going to find, you know, there's a length that's going to help that facilitate that posture. So if your arm span is shorter than your height, then you're going to be bent over more, right? Because if you're touching the top of your kneecaps and your arms are shorter than your height, then you're going to be squatting a little bit more and maybe a little bit more bent over, which will change, you know, potential slot, and it will change your potential length of your putter. So these variables are going to change how our path is dictated, our slot dictates, and how to make our body work most efficiently in these scenarios. The third scenario in the screen that we employ is a fold pattern test. So keeping the shoulders quiet, not moving them back like trying to rotate your shoulders, just taking your arms back, putting your right hand slightly lower, almost like one digit lower with your left hand, or, you know, so your right hand's going to be lower. So if your middle finger of your right hand and your middle finger of your left hand would be on the first knuckle joint, allowing the right hand to be a little lower, just like it would be as we were gripping a golf club. Right hand's going to be farther down on the golf club, generally speaking, unless you cross hand putt. But this will help explain to us the fold pattern, taking the right arm back, left arm back across the chest, not moving the chest at all, and looking at where the elbow and hand face. This screen will tell us more about the full swing stuff and will give us an idea of recruitment and where the elbow needs to be in putting. But the lower arm activity in this screen tells us how the putter is going to work. Because you can be an under golfer, meaning so if you were to look from the side view, an under golfer like Dustin Johnson, his elbow would stay inside of... So the sagittal plane is a point between your shoulder and your hip. Okay, it's a line. So when you take your arms back, and if your elbow is underneath that or more towards the ball, you're going to be an under golfer. That generally is going to make your hand go a little more skyward. Okay, side on, which would be kind of what Tiger does, his elbow is in direct alignment with that sagittal plane, and his hand's very vertical. So the hand's not facing upward or downward. It's very neutral, perpendicular to the ground. A cover golfer, on the other hand, their elbow will go behind that sagittal plane, and the hand generally is going to face downward. That would be considered a cover golfer. Okay. So as we're thinking about our fold pattern, this dictates how we got to get our wrists onto the putter. That will facilitate the style of grip that we use. So think of a ball. If you're holding a ball side to side with your hands, where your hands are perpendicular to the ground or your thumbs are pointing skyward, that would be a side-on position. Conversely, on the other hand, your hands on top, right hand on top and the left hand underneath, that would be considered a cover golfer. An under golfer would have the left hand on top facing downward and the right hand facing skyward. That would be more of an under golfer. So if you look at yourself in the mirror and just let your arms hang, you're going to see how your lower arm hangs, irrespective of your fold pattern. I often see a lot of people come in and I watch their behavior, how they just stand in a relaxed pose. And if their wrists are folded inward or the thumbs rotated more inward, meaning that their watch would be facing me more, that would be a cover golfer. If their hand is more vertical, they'd be more side-on golfer. And if their hands splay outward, they'd be more of an under golfer. This dictates how we hold the putter. So we have a couple conflicts that go on. We have this posture that's our height to our span. Okay, that dictates how we will stand to the ball. That could be incorrect. We have the putter in the wrong slot based on our differential of our lower arm to our upper arm. And then as we take the putter back, it's always trying to seek the wrong slot or seek the correct spot slot, but we've got it in the wrong slot, so it creates path deviation. Then we have how we hold the putter with our grip, and that dictates face rotation. It dictates face stability. So the putter's path is dictated by our posture and our arm length differential, but our face rotation and our face stuff in conjunction with that is going on with how we hold the putter. So there's many types of grips out there, and we see it. We see how one coach will say something in a magazine or a book article, and one will say another thing. The most important thing is the right one for you. And though it may feel uncomfortable or feel different, I promise you, finding the right slot, standing in the right posture, and putting your hands on the putter in the correct manner ensures that that face is not rotating. So a lot of alignment issues, I think, manifest from the fact that the body has figured out that, you know, maybe they stand incorrectly, they have the putter in the wrong slot, and they have their grip in the wrong position, that they have aim bias compensations to offset this scenario of compensations. So fixing the putter aim and fixing the weighting of the putter can be an amazing process. But if we don't also fix the bio aim, I call it bio aim because it's our biometrics of how our body, each and every person's body relates to itself, the alignments that are created with our ligaments and joints and bone differentials and, you know, natural processes that we have. If you fix that in conjunction with a well-fit putter, man, you've got a recipe for substantially better putting. So one of the player that's been least represented in instruction, in my personal opinion, who's been given information that's not congruent to them, that does not work for them, is the lower long arm to their upper arm golfer that's a cover golfer. Because generally speaking, they're more covery, their elbows are more out, and they need to be more vertical. And the industry is always trying to get them on this beautiful torso plane. And the reason Tiger looks so amazing when he swings is because he's got a very neutral frame structure. He's a side-on golfer, which means he torso slots. His arm length differential's the same, right? And his span to height is the same. So he just goes up and down a torso slot. Looks amazing. Conversely, you have a player like Jim Furyk, who's got a very long span to his height, cover golfer, working through over into his right hip, takes the club away shut and vertical and away in his shoulder slot, taking it away, but his arm length differential is equal to his lower arm to upper arm, so he slots in the torso. He comes down in a much shallower plane due to his biomechanics. Very proficient. Shot 58, 59, right? Amazing golfer. Utilizes his body type as well as anybody out there, equally as well as Tiger, right? But different body types. So the cover golfer with a longer lower arm than upper arm has been the worst represented person in the industry. And I guarantee you, there's a lot of you out there and you're really confused and you're really like, wow, I don't understand it. You tend to get your grip too far underneath the right hand and it wants to recruit to getting on top, which causes, I call it corkscrewing. The lower arm is rotating from an under position skyward to the where the hand wants to go more downward. And the right arm is always winning because the right arm is, in my opinion, the driving force in the putting motion. It's providing thrust. It's providing direction. And if the grip is in the wrong place, it's going to cause corkscrewing and causing face to change. So a lot of these players show up and they got the right hand facing skyward and they got the left hand facing skyward. They're in the wrong slot because they're tucking their elbows under when they really need to poke outward more. And they're totally discombobulated. They're in the totally wrong slot. Their grip is way too strong to their fold. And then they're working through this process of compensation to try to roll a ball straight. And they may be proficient at short putts, but the minute they start putting a little wood to the fire, that arm is going to recruit. The body's going to recruit to its natural positions. So that player that's very covery and needs to be more vertical, they tuck their elbow under to help their path. And in trying to help their path, they basically have created a greater reason for their arm to want to recruit highward, to get on top. And their path is moving all around, and it's just a very difficult. So a lot of cover golfers that are needing to be more vertical should use a claw or a pencil grip, where the right hand is in its natural position of how it would hang naturally. right? That way the right arm is pushing forward and the wrist is in a totally neutral, unbiased position. It is in its slot. It's in its perfect configuration. That's why you're seeing so many players switching to the claw. They're cover golfers. It helps them tremendously. So when you do that grip, you have to rotate the left hand to the same position, right? And that allows you to get more vertical. So that player that needs to be more vertical, the claw is really the only way that they can naturally get that right elbow on a 90-degree angle to their directional force and get that club vertical enough to where they're not feeling like they're on the outside of the golf club, you know, with their elbows poking out. The side-on golfer, like a Tiger Woods, if you look at his wrists, if you just Google search his putting grip, you'll see that his wrist joints are very vertical. He's a side-on golfer. So the right wrist bone is, if you drove a nail through the top of the wrist, you know, in the plane of the left wrist being, or right wrist being flat or left wrist being flat, and you drove a pin all the way through it, that pin would be vertical. Cover golfer, that pin would go more inward, meaning that the hand would be more downward, right? An under golfer would be the opposite. That hand would go more skyward. So I look at the wrist joints because that's what's going to happen when the arm moves. The elbow is going to recruit to its natural position when it starts to recruit to create power and create force and direction. And we're talking degrees, man. You change it, you know, you put your grip in the right position. And I have a gauge that shows how to do this. It's a grip gauge that when you put your right hand on the putter only and you push it back and forth, I think you could find some video on it. When you push the arm down the plane and your grip is neutral to your fold, that face doesn't move at all. And if you have it in the wrong position, it recruits to where it wants to go, either weak or strong. So under golfers, their elbows can tuck and they can fold their elbows under because that's how their elbows naturally work. So their palms are more skyward, right? Their elbows are more in. And the distance that your hands hang is based on your slot. So like a Zach Johnson is an under golfer, but his lower arm is a little longer than his upper arm. So he's farther away. So with the under golfers, you're going to tend to see their hands a little bit farther away because their elbow needs a place to go. That's where they recruit to. Where a cover golfer, their elbows are more chicken winged out or more pointing outward. They're going to stand a little closer because they recruit more inward. Remember I talked about that right elbow. You know, in the full swing, under golfer's elbow goes under and forward. Side-on golfer, more side onto the sagittal plane. Cover golfer, elbow goes more behind. So we'll see slots dictated a little bit more vertical and elbow behind more. And that's why I think a lot of you go to the crosshand because you're probably a cover golfer. If you're crosshand putting, you're trying to get that right elbow to get a little bit more behind your right behind you because that's where you naturally feel like you recruit. So these arm length differentials and span to height really dictates so much about what we do, the modality of our stroke. And being in avoidance to it or not understanding it makes us blind to what's really going on. And then so we look for anecdotal scenarios of trying to fix this or that, but really getting in the right posture, knowing your slot, knowing what grip matches your fold allows you to develop a process that's going to keep the face neutral, the slot neutral, and have it all work in a very homeostatic way. So if you're confused, I promise you, what I just explained to you is massively huge. I've watched people put them in the right slot. You know, first I fit them to weight. Then I get them in the right slot, get them in the right posture, and get their grip on there correctly. And they just roll 10 footers straight in the line, and they just hit the, you know, knock them in the hole one after another. And they look at me in amazement like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. And I look to him and say, this is what you're able to do. This is easy because it's natural. Even though it feels different, it feels unique, right? May feel super strange, but the minute they hit the putt, they go, it didn't feel strange at impact. I didn't feel any monkey business going on down below. It felt neutral and stable, even though it felt very uncomfortable. Because it was new and it was different. As long as you are working around your natural primacy, the recency of the new scenario will override frequency. If you're not complying to primacy meaning how you think and how your body is designed, recency is not going to override frequency because habit's going to win every time. So I hope this helps you. I hope you gain a little bit of a greater understanding of how to evaluate your own personal body type. You can have your friend, your wife, your sister measure you, and you can take this basic screen and have a little greater understanding of what you need to do. you can check your fold pattern in the mirror and see, does my hand face more downward? But just by looking at your arm hang, just let your arms relax, let them hang. You're going to see how your hands, you know, where they're hanging as they hang from your shoulders. That's going to tell you what your lower arm wants to do during the putting motion. Okay. Your fold pattern is going to tell you about recruitment, how close or far away you need to stand. Your arm length differential is going to teach you your posture, and it's also going to teach you what slot you need to be in. So be aware of these things. They're only going to make you smarter, and they're going to help you make better decisions. And I hope that helped you a ton. So reach out if you have any questions. We're here to help.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Adele Golf Podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way on a regular basis. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're interested in going through a fitting process and finding the best putter for you, head over to adelegolf.com. Go to the Find a Fitter tab, scroll down, and find a fitter in your state nearby. Find a putter that you know is custom fit for your best performance. That's it for today. We'll see you next time.